Now the story of frontline sales reps scrapping to learn new skills and build their careers. It's Arrested Sales Development with Max and Ben. Hey guys, this is Max and Ben, and today we have a really special speaker near and dear to our hearts, to Lauren Kazmarek, who works with us at our company. You know, Lauren graduated from Augustana College with a bachelor's degree in 2016. She then bounced around a little bit jobs, but, you know, found her home at Power Reviews and has been here for a year. So she's a great person to learn about the SDR role from.
She's led the team in meetings book this month. She's led the team in outbound calls, and she's going to bring a great perspective to what it's like to be an SDR from someone who's had a ton of success in the role. We're really excited to have this interview today.
So, you know, first question we'll start with Lauren is, how did you find yourself in an SDR role?
Yeah, first of all, thanks very much, Max and Ben, for inviting me. Very excited to be talking with you guys today. But how I found the SDR role and kind of the company I'm at in general, I started working in more like account management, customer success type of role at an ad agency. And I liked what I did, but I wanted to kind of be that first point of contact that the person has with the company. So I started thinking about sales and then just looking into different software companies, researching, found that SDR is kind of like the starting role for a lot of people who are new to sales. So I was really interested in that and kind of found my way into this role and have really liked it so far.
So I guess what sort of stood out to you when you were looking for SDR? Like what, from a career development perspective, were you hoping to get out of this position when you first became an SDR?
Yeah, so I guess when I was looking at first, I wanted to be like that salesperson that closes deals and everything, but I realized that's probably not a good first start, because as the SDR, you know, you'll set initial appointments and learn how to actually get people interested in your product, and then at a later date, you'll learn like how to close. So I think it's a good first step into getting into a full-time sales career, but of course you can go multiple directions after the route, because then you're like on our relationship management team. Max, you're looking to get into like more of our syndication team. So there's a lot of different avenues you can go, but I think for me, especially the sales closing deals kind of really is interesting to me.
I would love to see the numbers on how many SDRs go into the SDR role with the perspective of like, I'm going to be a salesperson and close deals. And then, you know, to the inverse of that, right? The numbers on like the ones who go to SDR with that thinking and then don't end up doing that at all. I would love to see like the career like trajectory, excuse me, so to speak.
Right. And that is a common theme throughout our shows. We try to talk about the career sort of growth of the SDR role and how it positions you well for basically anything you want to do going forward. So I'm glad you were able to hit on that. I think we were hoping, and we were talking with you beforehand, maybe the main topic here today is going into sort of when you're making a phone call to a prospect, that cold call that they're not expecting, what do you do in those first 2 seconds to make sure they don't hang up on you? To me, that's the hardest part of it. But of being an SDR really is those first 2 seconds on a cold call. And you're the one making the most dials of anyone on our team, so we thought you'd have great perspective on this.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I think you kind of hit the nail on the head saying like the first 2 seconds are the most important. When I first started cold calling, I honestly had no idea what I was doing and probably doing it way wrong. I would say, when they first picked up the phone, hey, it's Lauren with my company. How are you today? But I think after learning and talking with different sales managers, asking that how are you isn't really the best approach, because when they're not really interested in your call, and if you're just calling to see how they are, they're probably going to be kind of annoyed about that. I know I might be.
My mom doesn't even like when I call, just to ask how she is.
How are you? Yeah, just call with something. Let me know what you want to say. So learning from like past managers, I think a good way to start is saying, you know, hi, this is your name from your company. Do you have a quick second to chat? this I've seen a lot of success with. Usually people will just be like, yeah, I have a minute or so. Like, what are you calling about? So it's a good opening line to get them talking. And I mean, if they don't have a second, they'll just say no and like hang up. I mean, it's not the best response to get, but you know, they're not interested in talking at all, and you can maybe follow up with an email or move on. But I think when they do respond saying they have a minute, it's a good way for you to kind of transition and then get your pitch in, what you want to say to them.
And then I actually really like that, because if they didn't have a second to chat, they wouldn't have picked up the phone.
They don't know your number. Yeah.
They picked up the phone because they have a second to chat.
Right.
They don't necessarily have a second to chat to a salesperson. They don't necessarily want to take a meeting necessarily. So you're still going to have to add that value. But you know the second. You know they have a second to chat.
Yeah.
So you know you're going to get yes. Whereas if it's a, how are you? Man, my dog's sick and my kid has the flu and I'm having a miserable day. Who are you, salesperson? Right? Yeah. So I really like what you're saying there about the do you have a second to chat is a good, just right off the bat, opener.
Yeah. Yeah. I found it's been successful and much better than the how are you kind of thing, as you're saying.
And then just one little, like a side tangent question with that is, you know, I had actually a weird situation the other week where the only number we had in our CRM for a contact was his cell phone, not his, like, work phone. So I called a cell phone, right?
Yeah.
And I assumed it'd be okay because it's in there. So I'm assuming someone who contacted him before asked him if that was okay.
Yeah.
That was a bad assumption. Anyways, you know, he was sort of pissed when he picked up the phone. He's like, why did you call my cell phone, call my work? I said, I don't have your work number. And he basically said to me, he was like, well, you should go find it, and, like, hung up on me.
So the question is,
how do you convert that guy from being, like, you know, pissed off with you to being, like, oh, it's sort of okay, like, why don't you call me another time?
Yeah, I mean, I'm hesitant to call a cell phone unless it's more of a warmer lead. Maybe we've talked to them in the past. In those cases, I have called cell phones, but if it's someone who might not know it, who we are at all, like, they're probably not going to be the most receptive to that. But that's a good point you bring up. I think a way I would handle that, maybe just follow up an email and kind of apologize, you know, own up to it and say, hey, sorry to catch you on your cell phone. Just wanted to connect and tell you a little bit more about my company and how we can help with your initiatives and kind of get in your spiel from there. He probably would be likely to open it since he was like pissed that you called. So even in the subject line too, I'd say something like, hey, sorry to catch you at a bad time or on the wrong phone, something like that.
For sure.
Yeah, I think that's a good way because they'll most likely, that'll draw their attention to the email and they'll open it.
I think, and I guess that maybe that sort of is a good transition because something you'd sort of mentioned before was setting yourself up and tying in the phone calls to the emails. So if you've emailed them a lot, they recognize your name when you say, hi, this is Lauren Kazmarek with Company X. When they pick up the phone, they sort of know your name.
Yeah.
I guess could you please maybe walk us through your sort of cadence or process and where you fit in calls and emails?
Yeah. I mean, this is just how I feel comfortable and how I like to do it. I know everyone has their own styles and cadences, but I like to email at least once, maybe two times before I make that first call, just because it gives them more insight into what your company is, who you are, why you can help them. It's not likely that they'll read both emails or even one, but it gives them a better chance to actually get an idea of who you are. And then after maybe reading that, they'll be more receptive and be like, oh, okay, this makes sense. And so then I think it just makes it easier when you do get them on the phone. They're like, oh, yeah, Lauren, I recognize your emails or I know what your company does. So that's one way I like to go about it, just so that it's a little bit warmer rather than just a cold, like, who are you? What are you trying to sell me kind of thing?
Sure. One thing we've also seen you do really well with is, like, social media stuff like LinkedIn, booking meetings on LinkedIn Sales Navigator. I guess how do you use other? I guess can you maybe tell us your strategies on other mediums aside from the phone call.
Yeah, I like to use LinkedIn a lot, like mixing in my cadence. A lot of the times, let's say I can't find a direct number, or I don't know, their company doesn't have like a dial by name directory or an operator to help transfer you to their main line, then I'd like to like mix in a LinkedIn message rather than a phone call. I just think it's important to incorporate multiple forms of communication because, you know, maybe that person is really active on LinkedIn and doesn't necessarily check their voicemail or whatnot as much. So I found LinkedIn's a good way to kind of use that instead of phone calls.
Have you tried using like LinkedIn's like a voice messenger or voicemail? Or I don't know the actual name what it's called, but I think you know what I'm getting at.
I haven't tried that. I know Alan on our team has. I don't know if he has found success with it. Okay. Like, I've heard of it, but I just haven't done it myself. But I think it's pretty cool and something maybe I'll check out.
Yeah, I see all like the LinkedIn gurus, like so to speak, right? Yeah. Who are using this and like saying that it's like doubling their conversion rate.
Right.
Which is like, I think it's definitely something we should be trying out.
But that's also, cool. Yeah, I should try it. I just haven't yet.
Sure. So Lauren, before we let you go, I have one more question for you, which is, you know, how do you think the role of SDR sets you up for future career success, if you think it does? I think it does.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think it is kind of how we touched on before. It can translate into many different career paths. I think you learn a lot of soft skills with it. Lots of objection handling, you know, people telling you no, not interested all the time, and then you kind of coming back from that. Kind of like problem solving as well. If you can't find a direct number, you can't find their email, problem solving and trying to find other areas where you can reach them. And just like being comfortable talking with people who don't know who you are, talking on the phone. So that was like kind of nerve-wracking for me when I first started the role, you know, just getting on the phone and talking to someone who has no idea who you are and trying to get them interested in your product. So yeah, once like I started doing that and getting more comfortable, now I feel like I can do that in my sleep and it doesn't scare me anymore.
I totally agree with what you said.
Yeah.
Sure. So Lauren, thank you so much for being on our podcast. We very much appreciate it. Hope to have you back soon.
Yeah, thanks guys. I enjoyed it.
All right.